السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. جیسا کہ ہم جانتے ہیں کہ الہی جماعتوں کے
حضور سیز دیٹ ایز وی نو دیٹ دی ڈیوائنلی اپوائنٹڈ کمیونٹیز دی ممبرز آف دوز دے ہیو دی سیم ریسپانسبلٹی ایز از دی ریسپانسبلٹی آف دوز پروفٹس ہو آر اپوائنٹنگ دیم اینڈ دیٹ از ٹو سے کالنگ ٹورڈز اللہ المائٹی اور تعلیمات and the wrong views and thoughts and the practices which with the lapse of time go on worsening to rectify those, to point out those thoughts and to show them the path of righteousness and the right path. And the history of religion tells us that whenever the prophets and their followers, those who are generally speaking very few in the beginning, whenever they did this job, then they were strongly opposed. And the pharaohs of the age and the Haman and their followers, they do their best to annihilate the prophets and their communities, and this treatment has been going on in all the religions until the time then they were firmly established in their real path and religion. So when the tradition of Allah is like this, so then it is quite obvious that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also going to meet the same treatment at the hand of his opponents, despite the fact that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most beloved prophet and the most chosen prophet of Allah Almighty. And there was no one like him. But through the difficulties and the wars and the difficult situation circumstances through which he had to pass, the example of that is not to be found in the prophets before him. And his sacrifice was the greatest. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was they at the highest point of steadfastness and firmness, he went through all these trials very successfully. And this firmness of faith and being as firm as the rocks, this quality was also always exhibited by him. And moreover, the progress in faith and the same firmness was established by him among his companions. And no difficulty or injury or the lack of number or the lack of ammunition, nothing of these things were there which could ever shake the faith of the believers, his companions. The Holy Quran has mentioned about these believers in the following words in Surah Al-Imran. Allah Almighty says, 173 and 174 verses are there. That to those who answered the call of Allah and the Messenger after they had received an injury, such of them as do good, act righteously and act righteously, shall have a great reward from Allah. And Allah Almighty says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانُمْ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. That those to whom other people said that people have gathered and mustered against you, therefore fear them. But this only increased their faith, and increased them in their faith, and they said, sufficient for us is Allah, and how excellent guardian He is. This firmness of faith and to sacrifice their life for the sake of Allah Almighty, the example of that, of their firmness of faith and sacrificing their life for God's sake, we see in the Battle of Uhud in this way, that when, because of the mistake of a group of Muslims, the war which had been apparently won, the tables were turned upon Muslims, and the non-believers attacked for the second time. And at that time, a lot of loss of life was suffered by the Muslims, so much so that some teeth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were also damaged. And at that time, the companions, they stood like a very firm wall in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a way that no power could ever shake them or remove them from there. And without caring for their own lives, the attack of the enemy upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they always frustrated each and every attempt of that. And a very strange scenario is there in the history about of that. Anyway, the companion, the disbelievers of the Meccans, although they had the upper hand in the second attack, but from the point of view of this war, it was not really a victory. When the enemies were going back after this war, that some Arabs, they taunted them, that you raise a lot of slogans and you boast in your, according to your understanding, that you have taken the revenge of your defeat in Badr, so you have won this battle, you say. But what is this winning of the, what is the victory? You haven't got any money, any spoils of war, no prisoners, and you say that you have taken revenge from the Muslims. At that, the non-believers of Mecca, they started thinking on the way that now we have to go back halfway, and then we must attack once again the Muslims who are already defeated and already injured, and they must be very tired, so that we should complete our victory upon them. But there were two groups in this thinking, that one of them, they said that whatever victory we have achieved, that is good enough for us. because now in the Muslim among the Muslims, those Muslims will also join who had not joined in the Uhud, and because of our attack on Medina, they would rather now fight very desperately. And on the other side, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also came to know somehow about the intention of the non-believers. So next day he assembled all the companions, and they, in order to chase the non-believers, he prepared the troop and made the preparation was made, and also he put the condition that in this troop only those companions are going to join, those who had actually joined in the battle of Uhud earlier on. Now you just imagine their condition at that time, those who were extremely tired because of war, and also most of them, they were injured, they had suffered injury. So therefore 250 Muslims, a troop of these people were prepared, and they started from Medina, and they were very happy, and with they came out with a lot of dedication, that just in the same way as a victorious army goes out in following, chasing the defeated army. And then they came to the field of Hamraul Asad, and they settled there, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed them that on different 500 places you lit up the fire. And when this fire was there, then they were very impressive for those who looked upon them from far away. And the non-believers, they somehow came to know about this travel coming of these Muslim troop. So then their leaders decided at seeing that we should go back without attacking. And when the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to know this news that the non-believers troop, they have gone back, so after a couple of days he also came back to Medina. And he mentioned that this awe which was created upon the non-believers, that was done by Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty, after praising those who were injured and those who had set a highest example of sacrifices, and those righteous people, gave them the glad tiding of great reward from Allah Almighty. And the second important thing is that when they were coming from Uhud, Abu Sufyan had announced, and he had given the challenge that next year, that we are going to fight you at the place of Badr next year. The Holy Prophet ﷺ had accepted this challenge, and he announced that okay, let's see what happens. So in 4 years after the migration, then with an army of 1,500 people, he prepared the army and the troop. And in Mecca, Abu Sufyan, he also prepared an army of 2,000 people. But he had a fear in his heart that this army is much less, I mean, is not sufficient to fight with the troop of the Muslims, the army, Muslim army. So he was afraid of that, and he sent somebody, and he played a trick. He sent somebody to Medina, and in order to terrify the Muslims that there is a big army coming to attack upon you, and you won't be able to combat that and encounter that. But Allah Almighty says that this propaganda of the enemies, these actually increase the Muslims in their faith and steadfastness, and their reply is always there, that Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, that Allah Almighty is sufficient for us, and how good is the excellent is the guardian for us. He is the best guardian for us. So anyway, the Muslims along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their number was 1,500. The Muslims, they arrived in the battlefield of Badr, and the army of the non-believers, they came close to Medina, and then they went back, and then they expressed the excuse that this is the year of famine and we could not prepare properly.
نکلیں گے.
اینڈ نیکسٹ ایئر وی ول گیٹ اور سیلف ویل پریپیئرڈ اینڈ دین وی ول کم اگین.
کہ مسلمانوں کو ڈرا کر,
سو وین دی نان بلیورز ایکچولی وانٹڈ ٹو پلے اے ٹرک اپون دا مسلمز, دیٹ فرسٹ انفارمنگ دیم دیٹ اے ہیوج آرمی از کمنگ اینڈ ٹیریفائنگ دیم, اینڈ دین دے وڈ بی ایبل ٹو اسٹاپ دا مسلمز فرام کمنگ آؤٹ فار وار وین دس ٹریڈ دس ٹرک ڈیڈ ناٹ سکسیڈ. Then Allah Almighty has given the verdict in the Holy Quran that going for fight and dying could be good for these things may be good for the Muslims, but actually it increases the Muslims in their faith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Badr and he stayed there for a couple of days, and as I said, the Muslims were not going to be afraid of non-believers in any way, as I said. But on the other side, actually, the non-believers' army, they were terrified and they could not face to confront the Muslims. This was the divinely given awe and awe which was given to them. And this is the slogan, the Hasbunallah, is a statement of coming out from their heart. And this... such incident examples are not only one or two, but the history of the companions is full of these similar examples, that these attempt of the non-believers to terrify the Muslims, they are never going to succeed in these attempts, and they never did like that. Today Huzur says, this announcement and this is the reply which should be the real answer of a true believer. Today Huzur says, the Jamaat of the Masih Muhammadi, these people are being terrified in the same way. But regarding the believers, Allah Almighty says that they are no group, no troop, or no government, or no party. They are never terrified from them, and they are always steadfastness, show steadfastness and very firm, and they go on adding strength to their faith. They are beaten up, but they are patient. They suffer financial losses, but there is no shaking in their faith. They are martyred, so that their relatives, their wives and the children, orphans, they might leave their religion. But against the believers, all these organized efforts and attempts, they never ever put them under the awe of these disbelievers. But their reply is always like this, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. They always look towards Allah Almighty. Whenever the enemy increases in their hue and cry, they actually turn more and more to Allah Almighty, who is their close friend. So today, in some countries of the world, in opposition to Ahmadiyyat, is being done. So this is the truth, the argument of the truth of the Ahmadiyyat. This very fact, this draws our attention that we should pay attention more to prayers than ever before. And this should be like that. This opposition and this collaboration between them and all the Muslims of all the people of the 72 groups collectively, when they collaborated and got together, they actually did not harm the Ahmadis in any way. And they cannot do so. In the eyes of a true believer, these worldly losses, they do not carry any significance. The real thing is the wealth of faith. And by the grace of Allah, after the martyrdom of every martyr, their families, the wives and their parents and their relatives, I see that their faith is further strengthened, and their devotion and attachment. And I always receive the letters which contain this type of expressions of sentiments. This is exactly the condition of some opponents in some parts of India. the mullahs in the troops, they have gathered and they are trying to torture the new converts. They are trying to turn them away from their faith. And this is the condition in Bangladesh, and occasionally here and there it happens like this. And this is also happening in some Arab countries, where the Ahmadis, when the Ahmadis are there, the government agencies try to terrify those, whether it is Syria or Egypt or any other place. This happens like that. And the same situation is in Bulgaria. The Ahmadis in Bulgaria, they are also going through the same situation, so that they may leave the faith. The official Mufti, through the police, they put their pressure upon them. And this is also in some states in Russia, the same situation is there. The central Mufti, through the government agencies, he is putting pressure upon our missionaries and the members of the Jamaat, and they are trying to put their pressure upon them. So in short, in various countries of the world, the Jamaat of the Masih Muhammadi is being opposed nowadays. And that actually shows its universality, that we are everywhere. And those people who understand the quality of Hasib of Allah Almighty, they always give the same reply, that whatever collaboration you may do, our reply is always the same, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel.
Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
because we have our leader and our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from his companions we have learned the same lesson. So all the Ahmadis should always have the quality of patience and should not fear anything, and they should undergo these difficulties and tortures, and they should try to establish more strength and courage in their faith. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has also explained this point in this way. He said that in this verse, Allah Almighty has made us to realize that the real root of chivalry and boldness is steadfastness. And every passion, which is one's personal passion, and whenever they are being attacked by the enemies, so as opposed to that, to show steadfastness and not to run away, that is actually the true boldness. So another aspect of the meaning has been opened up by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that apart from the apparent opposition, the physical which you can see, the opposition, there is another aspect, and that is the opposition which is also the selfish feelings and sentiments which also attacks the person like an enemy. And as opposed to that, one has to be very steadfast and very firm. That is actually the glory of a true believer. The strength to oppose the apparent opposition, that will be there when you will be able to oppose your selfish incitements. And then the courage you get at that time, when you feel that everything belongs to Allah Almighty, and it is for His sake that we do everything, anything in the life, always this thought should be there in the mind. If you are going to be influenced by the way of the worldly trends, and you are driven away by that, and you start following that trend, then the opponents and their groups, then you won't be able to suffer any loss of life or wealth. You won't have any courage to withstand that. So against the selfish enemy, the enemy within yourself, and also to show steadfastness against the outer enemy, that is the quality of a true believer. And this is the thing, as I said, and this will enable a person to fight against that apparent enemy. And this is the true meaning, and the true meaning of the slogan, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, that will actually rise from the bottom of your heart and will reach to the heavens and close to Allah. And then you will be able to see such examples of Allah Almighty being Hasib, which you cannot even imagine. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam says that when you have entered into this Jamaat, then you act upon its teachings. If the difficulties are not there, then how are you going to get the sawab and reward? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he spent 13 years in Mecca and suffered all the hardship. And you don't know what hardships were there. And you have not suffered those sacrifices. But you, he always advised his companions to be very steadfastness, to be very steadfast. And eventually all the difficulties were over. The time is near that you will see that these opponents will be no more there. Allah Almighty has intended that he is going to spread this pious community in the world. Yeah, at this time, they see you in small number and they torture you. But when the community is going to big, then these people become big, then they will be silenced. If Allah Almighty had so willed, they would not have tortured you. And these people would not have been created. But Allah Almighty, through these people, Allah Almighty wants to give you the teaching of steadfastness and endurance. And after endurance for a while, you will see that there is nothing. The person who gives you the torture, or either he repents or he is destroyed. There are several letters which I receive. They say that we used to call names and we considered it a piety, and now we repent and we do the bath. And today as well, these days as well, I receive similar letters like that. And he says that steadfast endurance is also like a worship. And those people who endure hardships, they will be rewarded. Countless rewards will be given to them. And these rewards are only for those people who are steadfast. And for other worshippers, this reward is not there. So the person, when he lives the life like that, and then the person who is opposing, who is taking side with the oppressor, he is put to shame. Similarly, our members of our community is under the protection of Allah Almighty. And by endurance, your faith is further strengthened. And all those difficulties are removed. Today, with reference to this attribute of Haseeb, I had chosen a different subject, but there is somehow link with this one which I am saying. And what is the one is this which describes the status of faith of the believers, which says that those who are steadfast and those who endure with courage, then this opposition enables them to get further closer to Allah Almighty and gives them the full understanding of Hasbunallah, that Allah Almighty is enough for us, sufficient for us. And the other verses, the other point which I want to draw is that what is the purpose of sending the prophets and establishing their Jamaat? These verses, they tell regarding the believers, and they say that whatever message has been given to the prophets, that you have to openly convey to the people, whether these people, they believe, or how many of them believe or not. And if they don't believe, then what treatment is to be meted out to them, that is to be decided by Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty is very quick in reckoning. This is also mentioned in the verses of Surah Ar-Ra'd. Allah Almighty says, وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَاتِ الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعْقِبَ لِحُكْمِهِ وَهُوَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And if regarding these the promises of fear which we give them, if we show you some of these things, your responsibility is to convey the message, and taking the account is our responsibility. And haven't they seen that we are closing in from the corners of the earth, and no one can challenge the decision of Allah Almighty, and He is very quick in reckoning. The first verse, which is verse number 41, in that the subject of the previous verse, the subject is being mentioned. Allah Almighty has his own way of giving the punishment. He is the Malik, he is the proprietor. And how and when he is going to punish the opponents, he knows it better. He is the knower of the unseen. He knows everything. That when this need of punishment is there and for whom it is to be given. After mentioning this general principle, it is not essential that he necessarily he imposes those punishment upon the people. The punishment which is as a sign, the purpose of that is to reform. Allah Almighty knows fully well that who are the people among them who those who will desist from the opposition of the Prophet and reform themselves, and they will then be spared from the punishment. And who are those people upon whom some part of the punishment will come upon them, and then they will turn to their reformation? And how many of them are such who are not going to desist in any way? They will continue in their opposition, in their mischief they will increase. Then the punishment will definitely come cleave them and come upon them. So then Allah Almighty says that some these warnings which are being given, which have been given to the people through you, O Prophet of Allah, because of the actions of the doings of some people, Allah Almighty may show them very quickly. And it may be that some of those, O Prophet, they may be completed after your life. You see in the Battle of Badr, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever he pointed the marking that this is the place of Abu Jahl and Shaybah and others, they are going to fall down here, because Allah Almighty knew that they are not going to believe. So they, all of them, just according to his the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were killed and they could not escape the death. And many of them were such who were according to the knowledge of Allah Almighty. He knew that they are going to believe, like Abu Sufyan and Ikrimah. So these were the people who they took part in the battle against Islam, but despite that they were spared, they did not get killed, and eventually they believed, and then they fought for the sake of Islam. So Allah Almighty says that the task of the Prophet and their community is to preach. The punishment is not the objective. The real objective is to make them the worshipper of one Allah, one God. So those who have crossed the limits regarding them, these prophecies of warning will be completed, and some of them will be forgiven. But the matter of principle is that on the deeds on which, the things on which they have been given the warning, that whether these people do during the life of the Prophet or afterwards, they will be definitely penalized for those, and they will not be spared. Allah Almighty will capture them wherever they will go and wherever they will move. And Allah Almighty knows it fully well that what is good for them, what punishment will be good for these people. Whether immediate punishment or giving them any relaxation or some relaxation. So Allah Almighty says, taking the account is our responsibility. The critics, if they criticize that this prophecy has not been fulfilled and that prophecy has not come true, then when they will stand before Allah Almighty, everything will be made clear when Allah Almighty is going to take the account from these people. Today, the opponents of the promised Messiah, they are also saying the same thing today. And this very reply should be given to them. Rather, Hazrat Masih Maud has written very clearly that some of the things they are fulfilled after the life of the Prophet, which Allah Almighty through the community of the believers wants to get those things fulfilled. And Ahmadis are witness to the fact that there are several prophecies which are being fulfilled, And every new day is the day which dawns with the truth of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. In the next verse, Allah Almighty says that these opponents, they continue to oppose that this thing has not been fulfilled and that is not fulfilled. Allah Almighty says that these opponents, don't they see that how Allah Almighty is shrinking the earth from its sides and corners? During the life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every day was the witness that how Islam went on spreading during his lifetime, and the enemies, they were losing their ground in various cities. The rich and the poor, they entered into the peaceful citadel of Islam, fort of Islam. And during the life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mecca was also won. And outside Arab, Islam was spread. And then in Khilafat-e-Rashida, it went further on. And it continued to spread later on, where Allah Almighty had decided that some people should be punished, then they were punished as well. So it is the decision of Allah Almighty. The decision is in the hand of Allah Almighty. Either by their acceptance of their Islam, their strength will be diminished, or through these calamities and punishments, and Allah Almighty is making their life difficult, and their land is going to be shrinked. And this has been happening in the past, and it continues today. Nobody can break this law of Allah Almighty. So when Allah Almighty is with His Messenger, then who is there who can stand between Him and His victory? Salaam waqiba li hukmihi, that nobody can postpone the decrees of Allah. By saying that, Allah Almighty has given this encouragement to the believers, that if you truly and sincerely you are the servants of Allah, then there is no reason that you should ever be afraid of anything. The task of tabligh is entrusted to you, go on doing it. And finally, Allah Almighty said, وَهُوَ سَرِيُّ الْحِسَابِ, that He is very quick in reckoning. He doesn't mean that He takes the account immediately, but when He decides to take the account, then He takes it firmly. And He is not like any ordinary human being, that he should do one thing first and then do the other. All the decrees of Allah Almighty, they are in operation throughout, and nobody can stop that. Anna natil larza nan kuswa min atrafiha. The meaning of that, in another place in Surah Anbiya, also has explained this. Matana haulai wa baahum hatta tala alayhum amal afala yaruna anna natil larza nan kuswa min atrafiha afahumul ghalibun. But we, to the enemies and to their forefathers, we gave them certain benefits so that their long life was elongated. But they don't see that we are shrinking the earth from its corners. Are they going to still be victorious? So if the nations are given some lease of life, or the period of their power is extended, and because of that they should have this pride in them, then it does not mean that now this condition is going to stay there forever, permanently. But Allah Almighty says that we gave them and their forefathers, gave them the benefit for a long time, and a lot of wealth and provisions were given to them, and they had it, and they still do have. They are accumulating the wealth. But they should remember, and also see to this point, that the previous nations, they were also annihilated and wiped away, and their boundaries, they shrinked within. And in recent past we see that the European nations, the governments of that those countries, they were widespread. The English government was also widespread, and their boundaries were very far away, and then they went on shrinking, and many countries they were liberated, and many new countries came into being, and Russia was widespread on such a big area was there, and there now the independent free states are established there. So this is the decree of Allah Almighty, and this will be repeated about America at one time. And similarly, when these big countries are not safe, then the smaller countries, what they are depending upon, why they are boasting so much, and why their assemblies are thinking of being very powerful, and what are they imagining? They have got nothing, they have got no significance at all. They are going to be destroyed and finished. But for Islam, there is a glad tiding from Allah Almighty. For the true believers, true Muslims, there is a glad tiding. And for the followers of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, there is a great tiding. That with the community of the Masih Muhammadi, the Islam is going to spread to the far end of the earth, and it is being spreading. So our tabligh efforts are just very small and meager efforts, but it is the decree of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has decided that Islam is going to be victorious, and one day it will be like that. But with love and kindness and through prayers and humble efforts, because these are the things which are we are asked to do. Apart from that, the divine will and decree, how it is going to decide that we see some examples of that almost every day by these disasters and the earthquakes and the destructions which come. All these things, they are also a part of the divine decree. We wish that if the Muslims could, in order to become the part of the decree of Allah Almighty, which is the victory of Islam, in order to become a part of that, and Allah Almighty is going to show it through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they wish that they should become the part of the community of the promised Messiah and stop the opposition. In this age, the calamities which are coming, which are being witnessed, they are actually in support of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Some people question that the oppositions are being done by the leaders of the opposition, the ringleaders, and through these destructions and calamities, the poor people are killed. Regarding that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given a reply, and I present that in his own words. He says that this is how the decree tradition of Allah Almighty is there, that when a truth is opposed too much and he is tortured, then the word suffers difficulties. And this is what Allah Almighty has mentioned, and the Holy Quran has mentioned the same thing. As at the time of the opposition of the Moses, then the country of Egypt was suffered. There was lice and frogs and blood and other calamities were there. Although the people living in that area, they did not know even the advent of the Moses, and they did not have any part played in that. But the firstborns of the Egyptians, they were killed, and Pharaoh was saved from these calamities for a long time, and those who were ignorant, they died earlier on. And in the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, those people who wanted to kill him on the cross, they did not suffer any injury or harm, and they were living all right. But after 40 years, when the that was the end of the century, then through the Roman leaders, and there was killed, and also there was a plague, and this punishment was due to this Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's opposition. And there was famine also. And the poor people, they died. And the ringleaders, those who were actually the people who were torturing, they were saved from this. So this is how the tradition of Allah Almighty is there, that whenever somebody comes from Allah Almighty and people oppose him and reject him, then different types of calamities, they descend from heaven. And generally, a lot of such people are caught who are not directly involved in that. But then gradually, the leaders, the ringleaders, the leaders of the disbelief, they are also caught. And then finally the time of the greatest opponents comes. And to that Allah Almighty indicates in this verse, Inna natal larza nanko soha min atrafeha, that gradually, step by step, we are going to shrink the earth from the corners. And this is the answer to those critics, those who say that the opposition was done by the mullahs and the poor people, they died as a result of a plague and as a result of the earthquake in Kangra. What was their fault? And what did denial they did. So when the point is that when the prophets are rejected, whether it is done by the few people or rich people or the poor people, but the punishment descend from heaven at that time. And many a time it happens that the people who are really responsible for their disbelief, they are caught later. And as we see those mighty signs which were shown by Moses at the time of the Pharaoh, at that time the poor people were caught first, but finally Pharaoh was also caught and he was drowned. And this is the tradition of Allah Almighty, and nobody can deny that. Huzur says that recently there was an earthquake in Chile, and 2 months ago there was an earthquake in Haiti. The earthquake in Chile was 64 times more than that. So these are all in support of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Huzur says that there was another quotation as related with the previous subject. I read out that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says regarding the plague, some people criticize that generally the poor people die and the ringleaders and the opposition leaders, they are spared. He says that Sunnatullah, the tradition of Allah, is like this, that the leaders, they are caught at the end. And during the time of Moses, the Pharaoh was spared in the beginning, and then he was caught later on. The beginning is with the poor people, and the leaders, they come later. And sometimes there is a wisdom in that some people are spared because some of them, they have to repent at the end. So I was mentioning about Chile, that this earthquake, when it came, this was severe, 64 times more severe than that, and 1.5 million people houses were affected. And regarding this earthquake, it is said that in the recorded history of earthquakes, this is the seventh most horrible and most destructive earthquake. And other informations are given by the people, experts. And as a result of this, 1.27% of 1.6 second difference is there. And the scientists say that from its figure axis, it has also moved from that 3 inch. And this figure axis is not the north and south along which the earth moves, but figure axis is that thing on which the earth establishes its balance. And after every earthquake, there is some difference created as a result. So this is also one way of shrinking of the earth. And through the melting of the ice, the prophecy of the scientist of the drowning of certain areas about which the scientists are making, and many people are worried about that. Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned these earthquakes as a sign of his truthfulness. Some came during his lifetime. And there was an earthquake in Chile during the lifetime of the Promised Messiah in 1906. And when he came, got this news of the earthquake in Chile, he described it as a truth, sign of his truthfulness. And it is very strange that according to the known history, in 1570 up to 1835, there are five very severe earthquakes. There was that was the year of the birth of the Promised Messiah. And after that, in 1968, there was an earthquake. And then it is 1906, there was an earthquake, which he described as the his sign of his truthfulness. And after that, in the first 300 years, there was three. And after that, 18 very severe earthquakes have come into Chile, And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, with reference to this earthquake in Chile, he says, I read out the quotation. He says that many a time before the earthquakes, it has been published from me in the newspapers that very big earthquakes are going to strike the world. The earth will be topsy-turvied. So in San Francisco, in Formosa, the earthquakes were there. According to my prophecy, they are known to the people. But recently, on 16th of August 1906, in the Southern America, in Chile, there was a very severe earthquake which was stronger than before, the previous earthquakes. And regarding that, regarding this earthquake as well, I mean, it was so much severe that the neighboring towns did not realize about the earthquake for the first 3 days. And thousands of people were destroyed. And thousands of people suffered from that. And but they say that these earthquakes did not come in Punjab, but they do not know Allah Almighty is the Lord of the universe. And He has given the news and predictions about all parts of the world. But this is the unfortunate situation of the Punjab, that they do not pay attention to divine prophecies, and they just deny. But through this denial, the truth cannot be hidden. And this is very unfortunate that people deny the signs of Allah Almighty, and they do not read them carefully. Allah Almighty has given me the information about the earthquakes in general. So as according to the prophecy, the America is suffering from earthquakes. Similarly, earthquakes will be there in Europe and also in Asia. There will be more, and some of them will be really like the Day of Judgment. And so much destruction will be there. Floods of the rivers of flood will be there. And so much destruction will be there on the earth that since the time of the creation of mankind, such destruction would not have been witnessed. And many places will be completely wiped away as if no inhabitation was there. And so much other, along with that, there will be some other destructions. Other destructions will also be there in the world, which will be very horrible. So much so that in the eyes of every sane person, these will become very, and they will not know these things in the books written books, and then the people will be surprised, and many people will be delivered, will get salvation, and many will be destroyed. But these destruction are very close, and I see them very near, and very destructive, catastrophe will be there. And there are some people who are completely turned to the world. If I had not come, then these destructions could have been postponed. But these hidden designs of Allah Almighty, which were there, they have now been made manifest. And as Allah Almighty says, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا, that We do not punish any nation unless we send a prophet there. And Masih-e Muhammad is for the whole world. So those people who will repent, they will be saved, and those who fear before this penalty comes, then they will be saved. Do you think that you can save yourself with your own efforts? Never. And the human efforts will be useless on that day. Never think that America suffered very serious earthquakes and your country is safe. I see that maybe you are suffering even more than that. And after that, there is a quotation which is generally read, that where he says that, oh Europe, you are not safe. And oh Asia, you are also not safe. And the people living in islands, no fabricated God is going to save you. I see the cities being destroyed. And Allah Almighty kept quiet. And horrible things did was done before his eyes. But now Allah Almighty will show his face in a horrible way. And those who have the ears, they should listen. I thought that I should bring all the people under the protection of Allah Almighty. But it was imminent that the decrees of Allah should take place. Now the turn of this country is coming closer. And the time of Noah will be in front of your eyes. And the land of Lot will be in front of you. Allah Almighty is very slow in giving the punishment. But the one who leaves Allah Almighty, he is just like an insect, and who does not fear Allah Almighty, that is not a human being. He is like a worm. And this warning is particularly for India and Pakistan. And Allah Almighty give them the wisdom, and they are able to realize the truth of the one who is chosen by God, sent by Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty also give them the steadfastness, and every difficulty and every torture should be become the means of steadfastness and increase in faith. And we should not be stopping from doing these things. Allah Almighty enable us to do so.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر